John Petherham and Janice Newton interview David Henderson. Early Days in Cabbage Tree, November 2021. Wanted to confirm that most of your knowledge of the local Cabbage Tree area was passed on by your mother, Adelaide Henderson.
That's right.
And by your mother's father, Charles Buckland.
Yes.
And mother's mother, Elizabeth Buckland,
yeah.
Born Elizabeth Ross.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been looking at them. And Elizabeth was the granddaughter of William and Maria Ross, who arrived from Ireland in 1854.
Yes, she would have been.
Your memories of what it looked like in those days?
A lot of people think of the bush now as a lonely place, as I wrote in the book there, but in those days it was right when the school opened, there were 68 pupils, and that was at a time when people didn't go to school, particularly girls, but girls went to that one.
Was the church-run school?
No, it was an education department one, but it had been, other schools had combined to form it.
All right.
Like some earlier schools might have been.
Yes, yeah. There was other schools there. Mr. Tom Kellistrove, for example, can remember watching the one that was on Cabbage Tree Flat being shifted on rollers up to the present site of where the schools were.
They did. They were very mobile with their school buildings, weren't they? They moved them.
Oh, yes. Well, they were... must have been well built too, because it had to cross creeks. And
just pulling them on logs.
Was it by horse or bullocks or...?
Horse.
Yeah. Yeah. Pulling the school along.
Yeah, so they cut a series of logs and they would roll the school forward and get the back log and put it in front. And
So it was vibrant. There were many children and more girls went to school. Was that because the settlers there believed in education?
But some of the pupils, there's three or four of the pupils there, started when they were 3 years old.
Really?
One was Gordon Tate, who walked up with the school teacher who boarded up in the hotel up the corner here.
What's the name of that hotel?
Railway Hotel.
One of the girls walked up to him, or one of the little boys walked up.
From here to there?
To Cabbage Tree.
Wow.
And that was a long way.
Yeah.
Not just this side of Cabbage Tree, the school was on the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was another little boy who walked through the bush full of holes and everything else from the other side 3 miles when he was 3 years old on his own.
So the bush area was vibrant with the school kids, but what else was going on? Was there timber cutting or
the rest was mining.
Mining.
Yes. There was a lot of sluicing went on, and there was dredging, of course.